Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archie Podcast Season 4.
Saison 4, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archie.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in season 4 of Comme d'Archie, episode 56. Let's start by presenting Atelier Rome and then its field of work with four projects dedicated to refurbishment. Atelier Rome was founded in 2013 by two Italian architects, Fabio Cumaudo and Tom Koch. The two partners share the idea that architecture can provide original and appropriate responses to our lifestyles by enriching them both culturally and in everyday life. Before being a formal language or a constructive problem, architecture must respond to clearly identified needs and uses. As users, it is everyone's business. And, for Atelier Rome, it is also a way of inscribing humans in their relationship to the world. We approach each project with the same attention and passion. Each time our answers are unique, singular, taking into account the historical, geographical, and technical context. We analyze the needs and desires of our clients, a sine qua non condition for the success of our project. Thanks to our experience, from the design to the follow-up of the building site, we know the importance for the valorization of a heritage, a place, of the already existing, to inscribe the project in its history. Since its creation, Atelier Rome has specialized in reconversions and rehabilitations, often on occupied sites. Faced with a scarcity of resources and land, the architectural transformation of the existing and the reuse of materials are today unavoidable. Let's look at this transformation process through four of the agency's projects, three of which are located in Paris. 19 de la rue Chantin, Paris 14th, is a building from the 90s with 52 apartments on 7 levels. It is an original and ordinary construction in the same vein as postmodernity. An architecture with contrasting volumes whose spirit is preserved in the rehabilitation project. The challenge is to preserve the architectural commitment of the existing building, to adapt it to the uses, to the new lifestyles, and to offer the best comfort to the inhabitants. The project targets several aspects, taking into account the climate plan of the city of Paris. Ventilation and thermal improvement, accessibility for disabled person and acoustics, renovation and acoustic treatment of the access halls and floor landings, creation of an extension, a reception area for the residents. On the street, the result is a building requalified with elegance and sobriety, with facades repainted in an off-white, enhanced and punctuated with gold joinery. Located near the Gare de l'Est in Paris, on a parcel aligned to the street, the project of 197 Rue du Faubourg Saint-Martin in the 10th arrondissement is a real estate complex. It was completed in 1895 and consists of two six-story buildings on the street and courtyard. It is a central paved courtyard. Light constructions on the first floor border the courtyard. The challenge is to adapt the needs of users, comfort of the 20th century to the old building, without denaturing it, preserve the architectural heritage, which must be transmitted intact. The rehabilitation program includes the treatment of the facades and the common areas, the treatment and improvement of the common courtyard, the organization of recycling, the development of premises for bicycles and strollers on the first floor, the treatment of the associative premises, the installation of a disabled person's elevator, the development and redistribution of housing in the two buildings. An in-depth rehabilitation where the beauty of the materials of the time, perennial and marked by time, the elegant modernature, wooden beams, handrails, steps, pavements, modernature of the facade, are subtly married to the equipment and contemporary colors, or no colors. The rehabilitation operation, located at the corner of the Rue des Montibus and the Rue du Capitaine Ferber, opposite the Place Octave Chanute in the 20th arrondissement, is the third Parisian project. Geographically, the building is on the hills of the Porte de Bagnolet. Built in the 1930s, in the same vein as the HBM, it rises towards the south with beautiful views towards the center of Paris. Brackets, large concrete cornices, and the large pediment articulating the red brick facades make up the urban architecture of this corner building. The heavy rehabilitation program provides for the development and redistribution of housing, the renovation of common areas, the organization of recycling, and the installation of bicycle and stroller rooms on the first floor. The registers are superimposed. From the original decorative richness of the tiling, the ramp, the apparent robustness of the apartment doors and steps, to the lighting and acoustic ceilings. The Lutèce-Bergerie district is part of an urban block created between the 1960s and 1970s in the commune of Valenton in the Val-de-Marne department. Today, it is a strategic crossroads within the city of Valenton. The building complex is part of the Lutèce district's urban renewal project and is one of the 200 districts of national interest in the NPNRU. For this vast project, currently under study, the main architectural interventions proposed are based on the identification of each residence with work on coatings and colors, redefinition of the base and the crown of the blocks and the tower, enhancement of building accesses and improvement of common spaces, creation of new loggias for the tower and the improvement of existing loggias for the blocks. The composition and volumetry of the tower will be enhanced by fine work on all the facades. The extension and creation of loggias on the living rooms and kitchens will enrich the use of the apartments by the tenants. The facades will be insulated from the outside and treated with a fiber-reinforced concrete skin in three different shades of red. The new volumes of the loggias will be made of metal sheets on a metal structure. The facades of the blocks, repetitive and anonymous, will be enhanced by a work on the materials, the loggias, the frames of the external joineries, and the crowning. The greening of the roofs will allow the treatment of this fifth facade, seen from the tower, and will contribute to the retention of rainwater and the thermal insulation. Four examples of rehabilitation that demonstrate the importance of the architect's work in identifying the periods and the subtle, adapted requalification of each architectural object. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archie in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.